This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money.
Glad you showed up for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and broadcaster. Check out my farm at Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. My experience is the experiences of, at this point, hundreds of people around our country who are running or trying to innovate and run healthy, happy family farms, being successful. That's the idea of these broadcasts, trying to put a good face on a lot of problems that we have as American family farmers. We're going to be talking about young farmers coming along in a few moments here. Normally what I want to do during our visits is to focus on one news story and then get to the people who are becoming successful, how they do what they do, and how it can help you understand through their explanation of their work, their job, their farm. And then I have a commentary at the end of the hour. So let's get started by going public, if you will, with some of the information on what's going on in rural America that certainly affects all of the farmers and agriculture in general. It kind of shows you how bad leadership is when it comes to, and I'm talking about both the private sector and the public sector. The healthcare situation around America is abysmal at best, no matter where you live. But rural hospitals are really in trouble. One of the things that's going on, they're not just providing medicine and healthcare, but they're often major employers. A lot of people, farm wives, people who are working jobs. I know some teachers who are in Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, and I'm guessing probably would be the same in most of rural America. Teachers who have their job going in the morning, and they work in the schools, and then they leave in the afternoon, and they are second shift nurses or medical assistants, excuse me, working in a lot of rural hospitals. And that is a sort of two-pronged impact of that. Number one, it shows you that people who are teachers or working in the public sector can't often make it, so they have to have two jobs. And two, what the need is. You know, the unemployment rate in Massachusetts and in California, the two places that I spend most of my time, is below 4%. Massachusetts is barely above 3%. And I think the unemployment rate in California is 3.4%. So the reason I bring this up is because it places huge burdens on not only the farmers in rural America, because people are not going to rural America. A lot of these people that are coming to our country legally and illegally are going to metropolitan areas. They aren't going to where they used to go to kind of get lost, because it's so in your face now. People come into the country and they basically are giving you the American salute. We're going to go where we want to go and you can't stop us and yada yada. But before, it used to be that they would go to rural America and get lost. And so they would work in hospitals, and they'd work on the farm, and they'd work in restaurants, and they'd work and do things and didn't really create too much notice. But now, because they're not doing that, rural hospitals are closing because they can't get help. 95 hospitals have closed around the country in the last 5 years. That's amazing. 380 have merged in the last 6 years. American Hospital Association wants Congress to do something about this. They've looked at rural health care systems and see how badly they're falling apart. Staff shortages, aging infrastructure, problems because of federal regulations and all the damn government, the opioid crisis, that's another thing. On the farm in America, I don't have to tell you this, if you're in rural America, you know how big the drug problem is with youngsters and adults. Emerging problems, the opioid death, the farmer suicide rate. It's crazy. And part of it is because there are very limited resources on the farms and in the communities where the farms exist. The challenges intensify, accumulate, have compounded over the past 4 or 5 years. The issues of today are hindering rural progress. And because a lot of kids come from the farms and they don't see a way out, and the educational systems are falling. I mean, like, everything is falling apart, for God's sakes. What are we doing about it? What's going on? Except a lot of arguing and fighting and finger-pointing and talk, but no real action. So I started off this conversation because I'd looked at a report on hospitals in rural areas and how their services are being curtailed. Half of rural hospital revenue came from patients with Medicare or Medicaid. So they get 87 cents for every dollar that they spend, and that doesn't help keep them alive and well. So the point here is that rural patients in these hospitals are older, farmers are older, and they're getting sicker because they're around all of this crap from Monsanto, and there's no money being made on the farm, so they don't have any money. It's like a perfect storm. And it's time I bring you this stuff because I want you to take action. And one of the things you can do is to talk and be organized. Get groups together from your community and go to your senator. Go to your representative. Talk about these things. Demand action instead of solutions. That's what you got to do. And I noticed Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, who's from Western Illinois, working with the healthcare networks. She is on the House Appropriations Committee, and she's trying to bring this. The story that I'm looking at was about her and what she's doing to bring attention to the problems of health, working on the farm, that sort of thing. It's dangerous to begin with. A lot of telehealth, that is being able to remotely visit with doctors and stuff on the farm. The problem with that is now, with net neutrality having gone into effect, a lot of the rural parts of our country don't have access to good internet anymore, so you're lucky if you can use your cell phone, never mind Skype or some of these other FaceTime. You know, that stuff is not easily and something not even usable, period, anymore. So, all right, I'm obviously I've hit a hot button with me and hopefully with you. Stuff that we need to be thinking about and doing to protect us, the American family farmer. In a moment, we're going to meet Holly Rippon Butler, who is from the National Young Farmers Coalition. I'm interested to see what it is and hear what she's doing on policy and that sort of thing. Maybe we'll talk about medicine with her as much as anything else. That's a problem, as we've just outlined it, so we'll get some healthcare info from her as well. Meanwhile, how do we get a good night's rest? Very important for farmers, people working in agriculture, those are the people listening to this program. We aim it at young farmers, at family farmers, at people running farm businesses, and the locavores who use our products. So those are the folks that we all, everybody, no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing for a living, you need a good night's rest. But farmers especially need that rest, because when the sun is out, when there's light, everybody's working. So when you go in to the house, especially as the days get longer, you pretty much eat, sleep, and work. And if you're not getting a good night's rest, you're going to be woefully inadequate when it comes to being able to make the job work. Change the way you sleep with MyPillows. MyPillows made right here in America. This strikes a note with farmers and farm families. These are American-made pillows in Minnesota, as a matter of fact, in farm country, actually, is where the factory is. Mike Lindell is the fellow who originally started doing this, making a pillow for himself because he didn't like what he could find in the store. He was an engineer, so he figured out how to make a pillow that he liked, and he made them. And he was telling his friends about it, and friends wanted to try them, and that's how this business grew. All the pillows are 100% machine washable and dryable, guaranteed 60 days you have to try it. You don't like it, you'll get the money back. The guarantee is clear on the website, to MyPillow.com. Like them or send them back. That's it. Get your money back. People don't do that. They couldn't be successful. Couldn't have sold 33, 34 million pillows if they didn't make a good product. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, DJV, at MyPillow.com to get pretty much everything in the catalog at 50%, some 55% discounts. Great stuff. Buy two for the price of one. See what you can get for better pillows, mattresses, mattress tops, sheets, the whole Megillah at MyPillow.com. Get the right price by using the promo code DJV.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing you to Holly Ripon Butler, who is from the National Young Farmers Coalition. There are many people, these folks who are trying to keep the live line open, Holly, if I may call you that. You're the Land Access Program Director for the Young Farmers Coalition. What does that mean? What do you do?
Yes, thanks, Doug. I am working on making sure that farmland around this country remains available, accessible, and affordable for farmers now and into the future. So we want it to be possible for farmers to have a viable career in agriculture, and land is a big part of that. So doing a lot of work with land trusts and other organizations as well as on policy to make sure that farmland is available to those farmers.
How big a job, how tough is your job as land gets tougher and tougher? I know in my area, Massachusetts, there's huge demand and pressure to develop the land because it's, you know, farmers are all in debt, pay off your mortgage, have millions to retire, and that's the story all over the country, but especially in areas like where I am in suburban Boston, where there's so much pressure, not enough housing. I've been offered millions and millions and millions of dollars to develop my land. I don't want to. I've been resisting it, so I'm coming up with different ways of saving it, but that I'm trying to be creative. Some people don't have that ability, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Land access is the number one challenge that young farmers and ranchers across the country, and certainly in the Northeast, as you describe, are facing. And this was something we found in a 2017 national survey that we did of young farmers and ranchers around the country. And a big part of that land access challenge is the cost of land. It's simply unaffordable for many farmers on a farming income. We're not valuing land for its agricultural value, for its value as farmland. It's being valued for development or second homes or all these other pressures that farmers really struggle to compete with. And as you said, the challenge of retiring farmers valuing their land as the equity that they've built is and for their retirement is really significant and something that we need to pay attention to.
I guess what I want to know from you in working with people in government, policymakers, that sort of thing, and then there are the private land trusts. Do the people really get, I think the private, I deal with a local private land trust here, and the state has bought a lot of land in Massachusetts, but they don't really know how to, anything that's non-traditional that surfaces, they don't know how to deal with. And I want to talk to you about that in a minute as we continue here. Holly Ripon Butler is with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Focus on young farms, farming in America, the American family farmer. Doug Steffen here with Holly Rippon Butler, Land Access Program Director with the National Young Farmers Coalition. So are you taken seriously yet, Holly? Who's taking you? If people are taking you seriously, who is taking you seriously?
Yeah, so our coalition is, as you said, it's nationwide. We have got 42 chapters across the country in 28 states, and thousands of young farmers who are organizing in their local communities, as well as coming to D.C. to advocate at the national level. And the young farmer voice, I think, is being taken very seriously. People understand that these folks are the future of agriculture, and that the issues that are affecting them are not just, you know, affecting young farmers, but really this is all farmers. And many of the policies that we advocate for help family farms of all at all stages of the farm. And you know, if you're an older farmer looking to transition your farm, you rely on young farmers being able to take that on. So I would say that you know, the young farmer voice is getting stronger. We had a lot of wins in this recent farm bill that was just passed. And
how so? Let's talk about some of those. What are some of the wins that came out of the bill that was signed at the end of December for young farmers?
Yeah, right. So we, as I said, did this national survey in 2017. We heard from farmers and ranchers around the country about their top challenges, and we took that and turned it into a policy agenda that we took to Congress, and farmers asked their representatives to make changes that would support them. And we saw a lot of really important wins in a bunch of different areas related to the ability to start a farm. So one, I can talk specifically about a few things that we saw related to land access.
I'd like you to go through them, if you will, for us.
Yeah, sure. So one thing, as we talked about already, is that the price of land is increasing. And so one change that we saw in the Farm Bill was the direct farm ownership loan, which is administered through the Farm Service Agency. The loan limit was increased to $600,000, up from $300,000. And this is a significant, because a lot of farmers were finding farms that were, you know, $350,000 or $400,000, and that gap between the price of the farm and what they could lend, what they could borrow through FSA was prohibitive. So we were glad to see that loan limit increase. Important increases to the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. This is a funding program that funds farmland protection across the country, so local land trusts and other municipal agencies that are protecting farmland can access this federal funding to permanently.
Well, I'm not going to throw a monkey wrench into it, but I will tell you this is a step in the right direction, but it's still way off in terms of regions like where I am, where the land value is like $350,000, $400,000 an acre. The government programs stay clear of these areas, which is the opposite of what they ought to do, because they can buy land or help other land survive in areas where the land is much less expensive. But there's no real pressure on the land in those areas like there is in my area. And so they kind of don't. Farmers in my area are not taken seriously. Agriculture is not taken seriously. My community says that they're going to do this, that, or the other thing, but they're not really doing anything. There's no Community Preservation Act. It's all talk. And so that's something that is somewhat changing. I agree with you, but it's not changing fast enough because there's so many changes that are happening so fast because of all the pressure from bad government and these big agribusinesses that are out. Their purpose is to put people like you, your young farmers, and me out of business, Holly. Holly Rippon Butler and I continue our conversation.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The future of the American Family Farmer, the subject matter of our American Family Farmer get-together and the podcast that you can get every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Holly Rippon Butler is here, who represents the Young Farmers Coalition, the National Young Farmers Coalition, aimed at finding a lot of as many helpful connections as this group can to keep farming going, and her particular area is in land access. So we were talking about some of the specific wins and the spins that came out of the farm bill at the end of the year, and I was pointing out that the idea, it's good, but it's not universal. It helps some regions more than others. And I think that that's kind of a problem because a lot of the young farmers are coming not from the farm, Holly. They're coming from sort of quote-unquote regular backgrounds. They've become interested in agriculture, and so they are in areas like mine. There are more and more. I mean, look at the number of rooftop farms, if you want to call them that are developing in big cities like New York. And these people are making a living growing stuff on the roofs of buildings. So you know, they've had to become creative because of the situation. But I don't mean to sort of like stick on this, but I do think that there are more people from suburban and urban areas that want to have land access that have to move. And that doesn't serve sometimes them, and it doesn't even serve the people that live in the cities because they have the same right to good quality food as everybody else does, don't they? Did I lose? We apparently lost that. All right. So, I mean, you know what we'll do? As always, Walter Cronkite told me when I was a kid the best way to move from a situation that's uncomfortable to the next situation was a good commercial. So here we go with a focus on how to get the most from weight loss programs. At this time of year, no matter what your background, we on the farm tend to add a little weight because we're not getting as much physical exercise in the winter as we are in the summer. So if you're looking into the science of losing weight, the time-tested program for healthy weight loss, 30 years of time, has proven that Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, a company and a product that hasn't much been talked about, they've been quietly building up more and more successes so that they have your trust. And you can trust that your body will be taken care of. It needs to heal. It needs to rebuild. It needs to get rid of the weight. And so, I mean, there's a lot of ways. You can read a whole lot by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calotren. That's where you order it. But that's where you find out about how the main ingredient in Calotren, collagen, will help you not only gain healthy lean muscle, push the fat out, and therefore lose the weight, but it's also great for, because the main ingredient is collagen, great for your joints and other parts of your body that need the support of the natural rebuilding process that comes out of collagen. So if you have arthritis, you got acid reflux, all of these things are very helpful. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to take advantage of a fabulous opportunity. Go to toploss.com, order your Calotren, which is a daily process. Take 4 capsules. And at night, when you've not eaten for a couple of hours, take the capsules, go to bed. It relaxes you. It also works through the collagen to start your body processing what needs to do to lose the weight. It's very simple. You don't have to know all of that. Just I know how it works, and I like how it works. And so you get a 90-day supply. You buy, most everybody starts with a 90-day supply, and then they go back, get another 90-day supply, because you want to keep it going. It maintains the weight. Once you lose the weight, you maintain it by keeping this stuff in your body. So if you would, for the next couple of weeks, take advantage by going to toploss.com. Special deal is, buy a 90-day supply, get the second 90 days free. So you're going to have a 6-month supply for the price of 3 at toploss.com for Calotren. Use the code DJV to take advantage of that 90-day special offer, okay? Lose the weight. That's the special. That's really a special deal here. Using your own initiative, you know you have to lose the weight, so let's fix that problem. Lose the weight. Start by going to toploss.com and get the special deal on Calotren. Start on the project, and you get another 90 days free. So you get 6 months to really work on losing the weight and improving the way you feel. Use the box DJV when you go to toploss.com for all the special benefits.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal, so talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The American Family Farmer. One of the things that I really like to highlight are the things that you can get in the podcast. The most recent American Family Farmer podcast, for example, has a focus on news from the State of the Union address and the references to farmers and ranchers, or the lack thereof, frankly. And then on the current podcast, we met Tony Weber, who, along with his wife Michelle, own and operate a small, very successful farm called Weber Ranch. And if you didn't hear it or see it, you'll get the references by listening to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Their website, WeberRanchLLC.com, is a great place to go. It's a great resource, as we hope to provide with all these people that we talk to about moving things along on your farm to make them more adaptable. These folks have no secrets. They like to have people visit them anytime and let animals live like animals. One of the things that they were talking about was how pigs need to express their pigness. Cows and sheep need to eat grass. That's what that's the natural life. Chickens thriving on pasture, pigs rooting, all of that stuff is part of the things they've realized and what they encourage their animals to do as they move them around from building to building and location to location on their farm, fertilizing the soil. Valuable waste that comes from the animals is really doing the trick on a lot of these farms, especially where it comes to the chickens, moving them around. The land flourishes because of this way of life. There's no need for antibiotics, no hormones, that sort of thing. So that's part of, again, the input ideas. Also on this podcast, I opine a bit about farmers and ranchers and how they need to put more emphasis on investing in their land, getting people to invest. So check all of that out, our weekly podcast, the AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. All right, this portion of the American Family Farmer brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. I'm looking at a map of our country. Holly Ribbon Butler is here with me on the American Family Farmer. She's from the National Young Farmers Coalition, in charge of land usage and access. We're talking about the things that she's done. I wasn't being hopefully critical. I'm just pointing out that sometimes these things don't get evenly applied across the country for sometimes good reasons, sometimes not. I'm looking at the county structure. I'm looking at a map of our country, Holly, with all of the counties enumerated and where farming is taking place. Concentration, solid concentration of what's being, at least the plan for planting this year. Very interesting as to the Midwest, the usual places, the upper Midwest especially, and then down through the Mid-South. But then again, there's not a lot of emphasis, especially west of the Rockies, which I find interesting, on saving land. Are most of the farmers either, am I wrong about my speculation that a lot of farmers are closer to the cities? Is it still that the young farmers are going to stay in areas where there's lots of land?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I think, as you were saying before, a lot of young farmers, currently are not coming from family farms. They're not growing up in agriculture. In our survey, three-quarters of new farmers did not come from a farming background. So these are folks who are coming to agriculture looking at new strategies for production or trying to get into it, and they're getting into it where they can sell to consumers, where the consumers are. So land close to direct market opportunities, close to cities, is attractive because that's the customer base who these farmers are trying to reach. And that's mainly because that's the scale of agriculture that they're interested in, and that's possible. And it's extremely rewarding to be able to sell food directly to consumers and provide provide it in that way.
Well, a lot of times, and people discount the dairy industry. I know you and your family have a dairy farm, a beef farm in upstate New York. You're the third generation. How active are you? Are you working by yourself? Do you have a family that you're bringing up as well to stay on the farm? How is it working in your specific circumstance?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have been born into a family farm and to have land that's been in our family. My parents are the active farmers currently on our dairy, but I live on the farm and I'm involved. I milk cows, help with field work when I can, but my job with the National Young Farmers Coalition keeps me pretty busy. It's pretty full-time.
Yeah. Have you, there must be books or there must be websites that you send people to. I know, are you doing the podcast, the Young Farmer podcast, or is somebody else doing it?
Yeah, that's our executive director, Lindsay Lesher-Shute, who hosts our podcast.
And the focus is on all of the things that are just endemic to the needs of the young farmers. How is I should probably get some more information. Maybe we can help promote this a little bit more, because it's certainly, if I understand it correctly, speaks to the same issues that I'm trying to speak to here on this program. But with the skew toward bringing people up into the business, not people who are already there, right? That's really what you're trying to do, is bring people up and into farming, not speak to people that are already there?
Yeah, well, exactly. We're trying to make sure that farming is a viable career option for young people in America who want to get started in this business. But, that is something we talked about on the Young Farmers podcast. We talk about all of the structural barriers, all of the issues that might prevent someone from entering farming, or some of the challenges that they face. Sometimes it's lighter topics. This week we'll be talking about love and farming, relationships, how that plays into it.
Uh-huh.
So I would encourage everyone to check that out. It really is. There are some issues that are specific to young people, to entering, but like I was saying before, too, I think there's a lot in the policies that we advocate for, and a lot in the work we do that really relies on the generations that have come before. You know, we young farmers rely on those generations for knowledge, for the land, and it's critical that we find policies and strategies for connection that bridge those generations and that.
Well, but you can't deny, Holly, the impact of technology in communication and all of these things that you're talking about. I mean, even the fact you're doing a podcast. Who even ever heard of doing a podcast or even a radio program about this stuff 25 years ago or 30 years ago? Just these communications didn't exist. And then there's the technology in terms of how you use it for the equipment. People have now set up, you can buy a tractor that basically doesn't, it's kind of like a plane. You get in the air and it flies itself. The tractors run themselves. I find that irritating, but that's some people say it's swell. You know, irrigation, all kinds of things that are now wrapped up in technology, and some of the younger farmers who are not necessarily from the farm have a leg up because they understand this. Or am I being, the people coming up on the farm, young people on the farm, are they as knowledgeable about technology and using it? Do you think, am I selling them short?
No, I think that's right, that, farming has always been a career where you have a lot of opportunities for innovation and creativity, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
young farmers today are exploring that and using that to their advantage in the same ways that farmers always have. Now that might look like using Instagram for marketing or, using technology to stay connected to other farmers. Technology can be so important both for on-farm practices, but also to keep farmers connected. Socially, sometimes can feel isolating to the farm in rural areas. So I think, young farmers are using technology all sorts of ways to help with their businesses and really innovating.
But I think it is easier for you to go the route of produce than dairy. How are your family's successes? The dairy business has become so contorted because of one big company and because government's stupidity. How are you faring? Upstate New York has had some fabulous dairy farms over the years. What's going on there with you? How are you and your family doing keeping the dairy business alive on your farm?
Dairy is in, it's a really hard time for dairy right now, and for dairy farmers in particular, who are seeing really low milk prices for extended periods of time. Certainly not something that we're immune to. We ship our milk to DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, so the milk truck.
They're the culprits. I used to ship to them. They're the bad guys as far as I'm concerned. It's too bad you couldn't find a market that is low. I gave up selling it to those guys, and I started selling raw milk on my farm. Any of that action where you are?
Yeah, we have a number of farmers in our network with the National Young Farmers Coalition who are who are looking to these value-added products, who are selling raw milk, selling locally, and seeing, you know, a lot of support from their local communities and interest in dairy. So I think that's really hopeful. And even, you know, some larger farms that are looking to those strategies as well. So I'm hopeful that farmers will, as always, innovate, and hopeful that we will see policy change as well, that if we step up and take action,
have to make a lot of noise. When a Secretary of Agriculture I knew back 20, 30 years ago said, adapt or die to farmers. So you're doing that, and you're to be congratulated. Thanks for being here. Holly Rippon Butler. The website is youngfarmers.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to our focus on you and your farm and farming interests, the food that we produce, the locavores. Thank you for all of your support. As you know, this is tax time, and if you're filing, there are some big changes. The New Year's celebrations have now become a memory. End of January, you're supposed to have all of your information for tax filing so that you can do this. I'm not sure whether it's a good idea to do it on your own, as a lot of farm families have. There are complicated things. There always are. And the law is different. There are some big changes. I'm going to spend a few minutes going over a few highlights of them. Hopefully you can bring that information to your tax preparer. And hopefully you actually are not doing these yourself, because that's not a good idea anymore, mostly because of all the big changes. So we'll talk about those right after this.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Corner office chairs at cubicle prices.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save big. Up to 40% on chairs for your home or office.
Like this week at Staples, a Serena leather desk chair is just $99.99. That's a savings of $80.
Be more productive, more comfortable, and save more money.
Get up to 40% off during Staples Chair Event and sit like a CEO.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19 while supplies last.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, let's go over some of these things as a highlight and as a public service to you understanding what the changes are. I don't want to go through the numbers, but you remember there was a big discussion about the 20% deduction if you operate your farm as anything other than a C corporation and don't know how this works. It'll affect your business. Make sure you talk to your tax professional about this. The first thing, the deduction replaces the old, what they call domestic production activities depreciation and deduction. It's kind of complicated. There are limitations that affect whether you receive the full benefit of the deduction. Some items like wages and taxable income, assets, that sort of thing. It's way too complicated. There's no damn reason. There's no good reason. It's just screwing with you, basically, because they can. Optimizing deductions, changing it, it's just woof. So one of the other things, C corporations don't qualify for the 20% deduction. They're now taxed at a flat 21% corporate rate. This is a tax reduction for most C corporations, but not for farmers. Because most of the time taxable income is below $50,000, and that was you were taxed at a 15% rate. So you're going to have to pay more at a time when farmers can't. This is insidious. It really is. You know, all of those of you who, I don't like Trump, I don't like any politician, because they use the public, and the public, you know, trusts them, and then they get screwed. This is bad. The tax law, as it affects farmers, is bad. If you're one of the other changes here, if you have made any capital purchases, like breeding livestock, farm equipment, single-purpose structures, milking barns, that sort of thing, you can write off that purchase under the new section. So that's good. But the phase out on some of the other provisions don't take in. Well, they don't start for a while, and then you have to spend $2.5 million, and who's able to do that? There is a bonus depreciation, equipment depreciation. You write off 100% of qualified property purchased from September of 2017 all the way to 2022, and that's good. That's a good set. That's the first good thing I've seen here. Like-kind exchanges limited to real property. For example, farmers can still swap land for other land tax-free, but equipment trade-ins no longer are a tax-free event. So you have to pay taxes on the full value of the equipment, even if you're trading in something that takes care of half the thing. That's something new, and it affects lots of people. So anyway, tax reform, not necessarily tax benefits. Checks, please check with your tax professional. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.